All right, folks, welcome back to another episode of Community Connections, the Office of Community Engagement podcast. And today we are sitting down with Melissa Mitchum. She is the coordinator, the curriculum coordinator of secondary math for Albemarle County Public Schools. So thanks for hanging out.
Thanks for having me.
So you have a lot going on next year, don't you?
Yes, we do. Yes, the VDOE adopted new standards for mathematics. So we're realigning our curriculum frameworks and pacing guides to reflect the new standards. And that's a lot of work for our teachers and students, but it's exciting.
Yeah, I'm sure. And another thing on the horizon is the seventh grade curriculum redesign. I know some folks were talking about that, and that's our effort to better serve our students and make sure that they are algebra ready before they take Algebra 1. So do you want to tell me a little bit about maybe the history behind that and kind of where we were and where we're going and what that'll look like next year?
Sure. As a division, we've had a lot of students who've taken high school mathematics in middle school. They've been very successful with that. We have students who take Algebra 1 as seventh graders and students who choose to take it as eighth graders. There was some realigning of pathways several years ago when the state as a whole was trying to get away from tracking students into a certain level, and we're trying to de-level those classes. One unintended consequence of that, though, was that we had some students who were showing us that they were ready to take algebra as eighth graders, but because they were in a Math 7 course as seventh graders, they were missing some essential pre-algebra skills that they would have gotten in a Math 8 class. Mm-hmm. But if they wanted to sort of bypass Math 8 and go to Algebra 1 as eighth graders, they were really having to go to great lengths to prepare themselves. So some of them were taking a Algebra Bridge course in the summer. Some of them were making sure that they were meeting with their math teacher as much as possible in some flex times that each school has where they could get extra support. And so families and students and teachers were working really hard to so that those students could be successful in Algebra 1. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that we really looked at this year was how can we expose students to those pre-algebra concepts in Math 7 so that if they want to go to Algebra 1 as eighth graders, they're ready to do so without the extraordinary efforts that they were going through to get there.
Yeah, so that makes sense. So the old Math 7 just did not have those Algebra 1 readiness concepts embedded into the initial curriculum.
Right. It just didn't take it to the level that we needed it to. So for example, Math 7, typically you would solve a two-step equation. In Math 8, you would solve a multi-step equation. Mm-hmm. We introduce relations in Math 7. In Math 8 is really where we start to define functions and we learn about domain and range. And those are things that are essential, an essential part of the Algebra 1 curriculum.
Yeah, I'm starting to have Algebra 1 flashbacks. so with the old pathway, Math 6 prepared them for Math 7, Math 7 prepared them for Math 8. So what you're
Correct.
Saying is Math 7 is that critical point where students may be ready for algebra, but we just didn't have those concepts embedded. So now we're going to embed those concepts. So a student in Math 7 now has the option to either go to Math 8, which is great, and they'll get Algebra 1 when they're ready, or if they are ready to take Algebra 1, now they have those key essential concepts in algebra readiness, really, to be ready to take Algebra 1 their eighth grade year.
That's correct, yes. We're going to teach up to the Math 8 standards. For students who need additional scaffolding, we're going to scaffold for them, but we're really going to set the rigor level higher because we think that students can reason their way there with the support of their teachers and their classmates.
Yeah, I think you coined the concept, but you did say to me earlier this year that, you know, we really focus on reading. Everybody needs to be a reader, but you really want everyone to be a mathematician.
Absolutely.
Can you talk about that just a little
yes,
bit?
Yes, yes. So, and this does tie in nicely with the rewrite of the math standards, which embed the process goals for mathematics. So we want to make sure that students are really doing the math. So discrete skills can be taught. I can teach a student how to balance an equation using inverse operations. Mm-hmm. But why do we do that?
Yeah.
We really want them to understand that. And if we can cultivate their math identity so they see themselves as the thinkers and the doers of the mathematics, then they're going to tackle problems, they're going to persevere, and they're going to almost ask us to give them the foundational skill that they need. They're going to say, what is the procedure that would make this easier for me? So we want to teach the problem solving really as the high level concept, and then embed the skills that we know are efficient and effective and accurate, you know, build accuracy. We want to build those in the context of really doing math.
I like that. I know for a lot of the parents out there, we can then finally answer the question, why are we doing this? Why do I need to know this? But, you know, with the application piece and just letting them know that math is truly everywhere, and in our changing career pathways and our just changing society, I think math is going to become more and more important, especially the thinking, not necessarily, like you're saying,
right,
not necessarily the rote memorization, but the actual application of
correct
math concepts.
Correct. We do have an emphasis in the new standards as well on the data cycle, mm-hmm, and starting every grade level and course with a unit on analyzing data, mm-hmm, which is very relevant to our students, so that they're critical thinkers. When information is presented to them, they need to be able to analyze it and determine if it's accurate or if it's trying to skew their opinion. Mm-hmm. So these are things that they can use later in the workforce, but it's also really just teaching them to be critical thinkers and analyze information.
And I know I was reading an article that, you know, females, especially in STEM and math fields, are still underrepresented. And it seems like middle school is really that linchpin to really either, you know, push more females into math and the science fields, because by the time they get to high school, you know, they may not be as comfortable if they don't feel that they've gotten the concepts or feel supported at middle school. Are we seeing that here too?
Well, we kind of talked about this before when, and I'm quoting someone else who said, we don't want to leave talent on the table.
Yep.
Right? So we really do want students to have the opportunity to find out for themselves what it feels like to be successful as a mathematician, mm-hmm, right? And then they can develop that talent over time, whether they want to go towards probability and statistics, whether they want to pursue a path that leads them to calculus. There are options, and we want them to see that the math can grow and serve them in the future. Mm-hmm. But we really want to tap into that as early as possible. So middle school is a great time to do that.
Yeah, that makes sense. And so for our students that may have strong math aptitude to begin with, the students that would traditionally take Math 6 Compacted and then Algebra 1 in the 7th grade and then Geometry in the 8th grade, how does this new redesign in Math 7, how will that support those students as well?
That pathway, I'm glad you brought that up, yeah, will remain the same. So yeah, for those students that are ready to move at a faster pace, that accelerated pathway will still exist. We do find, though, that there are some students who try Math 6 Compacted, and they really get a strong foundation, which covers 6th, 7th, and 8th grade math, but don't feel ready to take algebra as 7th graders. So our revised Math 7 curriculum will still give them a rich math experience, and they're going to get more time with those algebra concepts so that they're confident going into Algebra 1 as 8th graders.
Right, it's kind of like a lot of off-ramps and on-ramps for those students that just may need an off-ramp to just feel more confident moving forward. Now they have an option to go into Math 7, get those really, you know, strong, rigorous standards, and then just be more ready for Algebra 1 the next year.
That's right.
Great. Now this is an exciting thing. So we're looking forward to that, and that's going to come into play this year, this
correct,
spring.
Yes. Right.
And I know we are going to be working with you to get some flyers out and get some information out to families as well. So if families listening to this have questions, who would they contact right now?
Right. Their first point of contact should always be their school. So their administrators, their counselors, the math teachers. And so that's part of the work that we're doing this summer, is to make sure that all the schools, all the counselors, all the teachers really are speaking from the same script, right? Mm-hmm. That we all have sort of answers to what we believe will be frequently asked questions. So we're basically trying to get those prepared mm-hmm, ahead of time, so that as they come up, because we know that every student is different. Families are different. They have different needs and different questions. And we want to make sure that everyone feels comfortable with the course that we're taking. So we are working on that over the summer, but always start with your school first.
Well, that sounds amazing. I know you're doing a lot of work with this project, with the new math standards, but I do thank you for the time today, and we'll keep our families updated as we move forward.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.